deals. And that ball is lined back into center field, a base hit. Torres around third scores easily. Green makes it to third. RBI single for Matt Vierling to put Detroit back on top, 2-1.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
How can you not be romantic about the best offense in Major League Baseball?
Oh.
Diamond Cavs here at 105 through the Fan. More on that in a second. Bummer last night. You lose. You only score the one run.
Didn't have Eovaldi.
Very feeble ninth inning, but the bummer is that he did not have Nathan Eovaldi. And we were not robbed of a great pitching matchup because we got one. Just happened to be with lats and a bullpen as opposed to Nasty Nate. Back tightness, so they don't think, I guess, as of this morning that he's headed to the IL. They're going to see what they don't have to make a decision today. But they could retroactively send him to the IL to Sunday.
7.5 back now, 50-50 on the season.
Oh, baby.
Next six are at home. You get the Athletics, and then you get the Braves. Brian Snitker, by the way, the leader in Vegas to be fired next if a manager is to go.
Man, that's there's been a lot of smoke around him this year. People saying he's not paying attention to the game. Missing things you should be arguing about. There's a pitcher they have, AJ Smith-Shawver, who's from Colleyville. He played in the Bobby Jr. team. I think he may have been a year later. But he had Tommy John this year, and there were people talking about that Spencer Strider had to go let the manager and the pitching coach know, hey, he's hurt. Go get him.
Wow.
And then they let him throw like two more pitches, but there's video of Strider being in the dugout, like, guys, pay attention. Like, he's like flexing his forearm or whatever. So, you know, whether or not that's all true, that was the speculation around. So, and they have underachieved.
Now, forget about 7.5 back. How enticing and attainable is 3.5 back wild card?
Extremely attainable.
It's New York.
You've got 60 games left.
Yankees, Seattle, Boston, Tampa, us, a half game up on the Angels.
Yeah, you got 60 games left. You could get that in a week.
It's attainable, but is it worth it? Like, if it's attainable, it's like the Mavericks, they were attainable for the spot they got in the playoffs. Was that going to be worth it? I mean, obviously it didn't matter. They got the number one pick, but that's the biggest thing. Is it going to be worth whatever you might potentially lose by going and being sellers to build chips?
You've won two straight series against the Astros and the Tigers, and you guys, you two, I'm not there. I'm not believing it, but Bobby Belt, RJ Choppy, and John Morosi are all saying that the Rangers offense, if not fixed, is not as big of a worry.
Well, how many game sample do you need to say that it's fixed?
25.
Okay, well, I'll give you 35.
Oh, all right.
Now are you giving me 25 plus 10 that aren't great in the most recent 10, though?
I'm giving you the last 35 games.
I want to know on the fan text.
Going into yesterday.
Ranger Tolo, do you believe the offense is good enough now? Has it improved that much after what Choppy is about to tell you?
So, in the last 35 games, going into last night. So, this stat was done before last night's game.
Yeah.
So, that's June 7th. 35 games. The Rangers are averaging 5.34 runs per game. There are 29 teams that are behind them. That is number one in the sport.
Wow.
Since June 7th. And don't fact check me on that one, Bobby. That is a Sandler stat. Fact check him. But I was doing the math myself. My math was off. I had 5.6 runs per game, but I had thrown another game in there, or subtracted them, whatever. And I also did the math in my head in the pool. So, you know, that's a little bit. So I asked Sandler for it. 5.34 runs per game over the last 35 games. That is number one in Major League Baseball. That's a month of a season. We always say in the beginning of the year, don't make any determinations. So you're 30 games out. I mean, that's beyond 30 games.
And John Morosi was on while you were out, Bobby. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Rangers are contenders. They're contenders. They're in this because of Marcus Semien's improvement. And he said, if I was going to go shopping at the deadline, I'd look at a reliever. I'd look at pitching. And I was like, when's he going to bring up offense? When's he going to talk about offense? And you agree? You agree? You feel what about it?
I don't feel good about it. It's been better. It's been better, obviously, than it had been. And it was something where it's like, it's not like every game I feel like they're going to score nothing. And that's mainly just because of one person, though. Corey Seager's crushing the baseball.
Yes.
Like, if that's why Corey Seager's such a big part of this. If Seager's hitting, you can weather one, like a rotating, this guy's hot right now.
How fun was that with him and Scuba last night? That was like Beltre, Felix, you know, the back and forth within mm-hmm. games. That was awesome as he gave the shrug. Like, I don't know what to do. I can't get him out. He threw his arms in the air after Seager finally did get out. That was fun.
Yeah, what was it? It was ESPN threw up the graphic. At one point, he was like 2-for-2, and the rest of the lineup was 0-for-15 with like 8 strikeouts. I mean, it was
like 7 strikeouts and 10 batters.
It was brutal. And Simeon, by the way, the resurgence of Simeon, like Morosi would have been talking about. If you look over the last 4 games now, Simeon's 1-for-his-last-15. And so it's cooled down a little bit. I was just looking at over the last month, like on the calendar, there are 2 players over an 800 OPS for the Rangers.
2 players.
It's Kyle Higashioka and it's Corey Seager. And so outside of that, you're still getting everybody's pretty much down below.
Higgy's got a 700. 6 game hitting streak, 9-for-24, hitting .375 in July. Jared has the slash line, .382, .389, .706, over 1,000. So Higgy, he's been doing his part.
And look, I mean, if the offense stays like this, there's no reason to sell, right? If they get to the trade deadline, so we got, you know, 9-10 days. If they get there, let's say they go through these next two series take you right up to that almost. And let's say they get to that and they're still averaging over 5 runs a game over what would now be a 40-plus game stretch, then you're probably looking at buying.
All right, Bobby, you've been the one wanting to sell the most on the show. You needed to see certain runs scored. You're getting them. Where are you at?
It's been better. It's not good enough. So to me,
number
like,
one, is it good enough?
Chop, you
2019 is behind.
Right.
Him.
We went over the last 35 days, June 8th to like June 22nd. They were mashing the baseball and Seager's been good since June 22nd. The rest of the lineup's not hitting. Like these over the last month, they're not hitting. Literally, this is over the last month. Evan Carter, 708 OPS. Jake Berger, 686. Josh Smith, 674. Adolis Garcia, 648. Those are not.
Yep, they're not. They're,
that's not right, a good offense.
Right. Buster Olney says the Rangers are among the deadline's mystery teams. Says unclear whether they're dealing or acquiring. One Evaluator said, I think what they do coming out of the All-Star break is going to be really important. If they do decide to trade any talent away, they could make measured moves. He says DeGrom and Eovaldi are not in play. At least according to other teams. Adolis Garcia, on the other hand, could be.
Adolis is the one that all these different outlets keep talking about. Like, regardless of what the Rangers do, Adolis is probably getting traded. Like, he was the one. I'm trying to think whose list it was. I think it was Passan's list of the players most likely to be traded. And he was, like, the second highest odds to get dealt at the deadline.
They put it at 50% that he is traded, Adolis. Philadelphia, Seattle, San Diego, and San Fran are the best fits. I don't think they trade him to Seattle. But he has been the 20th most unlucky hitter in the big leagues this year, according to the very easily named stat, XWOBA. There you
of
go.
Of course.
Something like that. Chris Martin, also on the trade number. Play. He's number 38.
His last 10 games before getting hurt, a .96 ERA. Since allowing 3 runs in Tampa on June 5th. By the way, Robert Garcia's posted a .208 over 14 outings, but that sucks with Martin. It was a .96. 1 run per 9 1/3, according to Sandler.
It's Diamond Cavs here on 105.3 The Fan. Do you want...
All right, so give me 1, 2, 3 buying preference right now. If you were to buy on what?
I need 2 bats and a reliever. Not just a reliever, somebody in the ninth, because you mentioned Chris Martin and Garcia and stuff like that. I would bet the majority of those runs they gave up are ninth inning performances. Garcia, I know it was, because that's ninth inning has just been awful for them in the bullpen this year.
I would lean into run prevention, get a reliever. Absolutely go the reliever route. And then if you can find it back, good luck. I mean, you want to get Eugenio Suarez? But like you're going to pay. You're going to pay dearly for him because he's got 35 bombs now, and you got a lot of teams looking for him. It is Diamond Cavs here at 105 to the Fan. Do you remember D. Gordon?
Marlins.
Oh,
yes.
Most emotional moment in baseball over the last decade. Gordon hitting that leadoff home run after Jose Fernandez died.
Yes.
And he's crying around the bases.
He was on the Raw Room pod. See if you believe this. I'm not sure I do. Saying the league put instructions on him at the end of the 2015 season.
I got suspended in 16 for steroids. Look at me, King. It looked like I took steroids.
Man, ain't no way.
Okay. Right. I'm about to say, ain't
165.
Ain't no way. He said 165.
Let me tell y'all. I ain't going to say no name or nothing, but let me just put it like this. 2015, they told my little black ass, don't win that batting championship. And I said, y'all got me fucked up.
Damn, so you went out there and said, I'm going to go get this little championship, this trophy.
And they said, don't do it.
Was it like a money thing for them?
Nah, it was a guy. I ain't going to say his name. He would have won Triple Crown if I let him win the batting title. The last day of the season, I beat him for the batting title. I went 3-for-4 with a home run.
I ain't saying.
You can say
it. I mean, it'll be easy.
If it's what I'm thinking of, then.
He won MVP that year.
They didn't like that.
They called me a week before. Said,
they didn't like that.
And I was like, man, I'm from Avon Park, bro. I'm from
you hear me? He said, I'm from Avon Park.
So, Bryce Harper won the MVP that year. Now, MLB in 2015 was in a different spot than it was 2025. Like, 2025, they market their players much better now. They've allowed their players to post on their own social media. They did not allow that in 2015.
Did not allow them to post their own social
Bryce
media.
Bryce Harper could not take a video of him that he took.
Okay, and it's highlights.
And highlights. It had to go through MLB's website. You know, like,
I don't believe it.
I don't know that I buy this. Like, that's a league saying don't do this.
Yeah, and first off, D. Gordon's like, don't look like I took steroids. Number one, you're done playing. Number two, it doesn't mean you're totally all jacked up, as we've learned with horse tranquilizers or the other stuff that fencers take.
Yeah.
And then the third thing, why are you protecting the name? Why are you protecting the name now? Just say who said it. You want to throw something out there. What does D. Gordon have to gain by not getting into more specifics and detail?
Right. Yeah, we could figure out who you're talking about.
No, we could figure out the player. Yeah. We don't know who in the league office told him.
Right.
That we'd never be able to guess. Unveil it. You want to go this far with it? I don't believe it. I roll my eyes.
I don't think. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I just don't think a league tells a player to do something like
it
that.
It sounds fishy. I also wouldn't put much past Major League Baseball when they were hurting to try and sustain things. But what I think could be more likely is somebody told him, hey, I heard the league office doesn't want you to do it. Like, that I could believe.
Or like,
that
you know they want Bryce
right.
to.
Like, he heard that and somebody said that to him, and then he was like, he took that as though, oh, somebody from the league office sent this person to tell me or something along those lines. But yeah, steroids, I mean, and it doesn't just do that, but he was about as big as Dylan, the board op that thinks he can fight Alec. Like, he was 150.
And Bryce would not have won the Triple Crown. He was 31 RB. How does...
Not Corey, RSBI.
No, I like the way Corey Major says it now. RB's eye. He was
RB's eye.
He was 31 RB's eye behind Nolan Arenado, so he would not have won it anyway.
He wouldn't have won. He wouldn't have won it, but, I mean, he may have won the batting title, too, with it, and obviously he won the MVP.
Diamond Cavs on your home for Rangers baseball with a loaded Monday edition coming at you here with Sean and RJ. It's a new music Monday. Maybe we'll get 2 weeks' worth of brand new hits, from Bobby Belt. 2 weeks' worth of hips from Bobby, and let's see if we need to finish up our fight with the G-Bag Nation after this.